sea by the dawn's early night. What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous night, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Round one coming up shortly. Those new thinking folks at Schick have come up with an all-new double-edged razor. It's really designed for a man. Take the handle. It's man-sized, nice and long. You can get your thumb and all four fingers on it with ease, and the handle won't slip either. Special finger-hugging studs keep the razor steady, even when your hand is wet. As for balance, not top-heavy, not too light, just right. There are other features, but you ought to try them, not just hear about them. See for yourself how the thin head angles the blade just right, how the positive lock holds the blade steady, how the patented bar guard sets up your beard. Get one tomorrow. You'll find you get a smoother shave and easier shave, a better shave. The new double-edged razor by Schick, with Schick stainless steel blades in a handsome travel case, just $1. Now the fighters are in the ring. You probably heard the boos. Sonny Liston came in. Sonny didn't get too many cheers, but Cassius Clay, the heavyweight champion of the world, got some boos as he came in. Now Johnny Addy in the ring. Let's go back to him.
Billy Daniels. May we have the gloves into the ring, please? The gloves. Come into the ring with the gloves, please.
Now, Johnny Addy is asking that the gloves be brought into the ring. And here again, more introductions.
The popular heavyweight champion of Canada, George Shovalo. Retired featherweight champion, Sandy Sadler. One of the greatest featherweight champions of all time, Willie Pep. Newly crowned light heavyweight champion, Jose Torres. Former heavyweight king, the Cinderella Man, James J. Braddock. The only man ever to regain the heavyweight title, two times heavyweight champion of the world, Floyd Patterson. Former heavyweight champion from Boston, Jack Sharkey.
All right, Russ, you ready?
Retired undefeated heavyweight king, Rocky Marciano. Ladies and gentlemen, the Brown Bomber, Joe Louis.
Let me mention the fellas in the corner right now. Angelo Dundee is in the champion's corner. He's the boss. He does all the talking. He's the cut man. He'll work on any cuts. Also in there is Drew Bodini Brown, the trainer and confidant He writes much of Clay's poetry, incidentally, and he's the fellow who will keep Clay's spirits up. He's the fellow who will keep whispering in his ear when he feels the champion is in trouble. Right now, over in Liston's corner, here's the announcement on the officials. Let's get this.
Three commissioners here tonight. The chairman, George Russo, Rufus Candidge, and Duncan McDonald. The secretary is Frank Raymond. Ladies and gentlemen, here are the judges. Coley Welsh of Portland. Russell Leonard of Augusta. Joe Bovin Rumford. The timekeeper, Russell Carroll Urban. Counting for the knockdowns at the bell, Francis McDonough, Portland. The attending physicians, Dr. Leo Lemieux, Dr. Ralph Turgeon. And the referee, ladies and gentlemen, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Jay-Z, Joe Walcott.
There's the announcement that Bill Stern gave you earlier. Joe Walcott, the former heavyweight champion of the world, is a third man in the ring. But you got to bear this in mind. He does not have a vote. That is, he can go over to the judges, he can take a round away or take points away on a foul. I mentioned Sonny Liston's corner. Willie Reddish is the trainer of Sonny Liston. He's the boss in that corner. Joe Foligno is the cut man. Teddy King also over there. Liston weighed in today at 215 1/4. His pulse, incidentally, was 60 today. Cassius Clay, who's shadow boxing right above us, weighed 206, and his pulse was 72. Back to Johnny Addy.
Robert A. Nylon, president, and Arena AA present the main event, 15 rounds for the heavyweight championship of the world. The principals. Introducing from Denver, Colorado, he's wearing black trunks. He weighs 215 1/4. The former heavyweight champion and now the challenger, Sonny Liston. Liston.
Liston moves out of his corner. Does a little dance. The crowd, as you can hear, gives him applause. Now, here's Johnny Addy.
Louisville, Kentucky. He's wearing white trunks. He weighs 206. The heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali. Ladies and gentlemen, Jersey Joe Walcott will now give the instructions.
By the Bulls and Jersey Joe Walcott, the referee has called the two fighters to the center of the ring, and let's listen to the instructions.
And I know you're both in good condition. I'm not going to go with a lot of preliminaries. I know you both know the rules of Maine, so I'm in here to enforce them. So I'll say to you, keep your punches up, protect yourself at all times. Good luck. Shake hands. Come out fighting.
The instructions from the referees. Jersey Joe Walcott. We're waiting now the bell that will get this fight underway. Cassius Clay checking his gloves, and he's saying a few things over in the corner. Bodini says something to him. Willie Reddish gives last-minute instructions to the challenger, Sonny Liston, who's got that scowl on his face. He never smiles. Cassius is halfway out in the center of the ring right now, and I would imagine he'd like to stay out there most of the night. He does not want Sonny Liston to catch him in any corner. They're staring at each other. There's the bell, and here's Russ Hodges.
And Clay throws a right hand to the head and scores right away, comes in with the left and crosses with the right. As Liston was befuddled by the fact that Clay was starting to punch. Now right above our mutual microphone, the exchange left to the head. Clay continues to circle, moving constantly to his left as Liston tries to move in on him. All they're doing now is bobbing and weaving in the center. Now over in Liston's corner, he tried to pin Clay to the ropes, but Clay got away. The champion, dancing, moving easily, moving lightly. Liston plodding a bit, but continuing to come in. Throws a long left to the midsection that didn't have much to it as Clay was moving back. Clay continues to circle to his left all the time. Liston misses a long overhand right. Clay now moves to his right, does a little shuffle, is stabbed with a short left hand on the chin, evades another long left thrown by Liston. Liston has not thrown the right very often. Clay continues to move and run as he is looking for the opening. Liston misses a right cross as he scored with a very short left to the body. Lifton keeping the left up very high. Stabs out with the left to the forehead with 2 minutes left in round one. Moving constantly is the champion. The champion scores with a short right to the head as Liston went into a crouch. And now they fight straight up with Liston light with a left jab to the chin. Tries the right to the midsection, scoring lightly. Liston hits the left elbow of Clay, doing no damage. Liston with the left hand, blocked by Clay to the midsection. Sonny chops her right to the left shoulder. Clay throwing very few punches, continues to move, continues to weave, continues to bob. After the first three punches, he hasn't thrown anything. Clay backs away now from the left that grazed the chin, blocks a right to the midsection. Sonny feints a right to the midsection. Liston now is head bobbing and goes to his knees from a punch to the chin and catches Clay and telling him to get up and fight. And Jersey Joe Walcott can't get away from him. Let's get the count. Liston went down from a punch to the chin, and now Jersey Joe Walcott never did start a count. Walcott never did start a count. There's nothing but confusion here. He is going over the judges. Now Clay on top of Liston. Scores with the left at the top of the head. Now here comes Jersey Joe Walcott. And says it's all over. They raise Cassius Clay's hands, and it is all over, and they are going wild in the center of the ring. Jersey Joe Walcott apparently did not see the punch, never started a count, and after he went over to the timekeeper said that the 10 seconds had elapsed, and in one of the shortest knockouts in history, we don't say the shortest, Cassius Clay has retained his heavyweight championship of the world, and even wanted to jump on Liston when he was down because he couldn't understand why Liston didn't get up. He kept saying, get up. The official time is approximately 2 minutes of the first round, and of course, we will get the correct time of the knockout in the first round. Now, Jersey Joe Walcott, the referee, Van Patrick, has gone out to talk to Johnny Addy, and there's the usual tumult in the ring. Liston does not appear to be hurt nor to be dazed, but Cassius Clay once again can acclaim to the world, I am the greatest, man.
I don't think there's any question about it. Surprising suddenness, and I noticed, you know, everybody around here was screaming, why did you stop it? Why did you stop it to Joe Walcott? But when Liston walked over to the corner, he was staggering. He was hurt. There's no question about it. Here's Johnny Addy. Trying to hear Johnny Addy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the timekeeper. The timekeeper counted out Liston in 1 minute of the first round. 1 minute of the first round, the winner by a knockout. And still, the heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali.
There it is, the winner. 1 minute, one of the shortest heavyweight championship fights in history. The police are having a time right now trying to get some of the spectators out of the ring. Stephen Fetchett is leading the way over there, and that's the fastest I've ever seen him move, Russ.
And let's he's go really by. Moving yes. around, isn't he?
He really is. And they're trying to talk to Sonny Liston and Cassius Clay, and Steve Ellis is up in the ring. And in a moment, we're going to go up there to him. Bill Stern, did you get those blows that Cassius landed?
I could not see the knockout punch. I saw Clay strike with a right, come back with a left. I saw Liston go down. I didn't see either blow connect. Liston started to get up. As he started to get up, the count was interrupted. The referee stopped the fight, threw his hands in the air. Let's get up into the center of the ring.
Well, the punch won the fight for me. Well, I believe it was a left hook or a right cross. And one of the two, I really can't think because I was moving too fast.
A left hook or a right cross?
That's right.
All right, now, did you think you were going to be able to do it in the first round? You did it in six rounds last
time. Well, Steve, didn't I tell the world that I had a surprise?
Right.
And that if I told you the surprise, you would not come to the fight. With me was Almighty Allah and His Messenger, and I've been saying my prayers regular, living a righteous life,
right.
And as you see, what happened.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you this, if I may, Cassius.
Muhammad.
Muhammad. All right, no, wait a minute. Okay, all right, Muhammad, tell me this. Did you think, did Liston hit you with any kind of shot that, maybe hurt you, any whack toward the body?
No, he hit at my body, but he hit my arms instead.
He hit your arms instead.
I'm a little too fast, Steve, to be hit by slow fellows like Sonny Liston.
You seemed very confident at the beginning. Why were you that confident coming out?
I'm confident because Allah's with me and his messenger, Elijah Muhammad.
All right, now, Muhammad, tell me this. Did you really knock him out with the left hook and the right smack?
Well, I would like to see the videotape if you have it.
All right, do we have the videotape? Yes, we do.
Show you more.
All right, we have the videotape, and let's try for viewers all over the world, see what we have. We're going to run it back, I believe, in slow motion. Don't lean on me, fellas, please. If you don't mind, this is a hectic scene. But now look.
Where'd you get that after dinner six jacket?
No, that's
a beauty.
Thank you, Angelo.
Just like the knockout.
You must be a happy guy. While we're waiting for this tape to be replayed, Mohammed, who would you like to go against next?
Well, I guess we'll get the rabbit Floyd Patterson next. He wants to beat me up.
There you are. There you are. Let me
see what he can do.
Now there's the beginning of the fight.
So they cut it on fast motion. We don't need slow motion.
No, it's slow motion because we want to entertain the folks. We want them to see what you just told.
I understand. I end it so fast. You want them to get something for the money.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back with a recap of the fight in a minute.
Anytime there's motor noise, add STP. Anytime you're burning oil, add STP. For slicker parts and quicker starts and fuel economy. Every time you change your oil, add STP oil treatment.
Motor noise, that's the sound of engine wear. Tailpipe smoke, that's the sight of engine wear. Reduce that wear, cut that noise. Stop that smoke with a pint of STP oil treatment. STP takes over where oil leaves off. On old cars and new cars alike, STP oil treatment reduces engine wear better than any method known, short of turning off the ignition.
Every time you change your oil, add STP oil treatment.
Let me explain to you, they are running a videotape in the ring, and Cassius Clay is looking at the tape, and he's going to explain, incidentally, a little bit later on, we'll run back for you the blow-by-blow description of Russ Hodges' description of the round, so you can follow that first round, that 1 minute. Russ came all the way from San Francisco for 1 minute, so let me put you back to work for just a moment, and let's recap that fight a little, Russ. You can also see the videotape.
Well, Van, as I'm looking at it now, and as I called it, I thought it was a short left, then with the long looping right that put him down. But we were as amazed as was Jersey Joe Walcott, because Jersey Joe was not sure that he had gone down from a punch and therefore started no count. And as a result, there was no way for us to give you a countdown. Also, Walcott was going to allow the fight to continue, but the timekeeper said that he had counted more than 10. Now, as Clay is moving away from a left hand as we're watching the videotape now, Cassius continues to bounce back, looking for the opening. Liston had been keeping his left and right very high. Now, over right above our microphone, as we're getting near the time when the knockout occurred, Liston pawed with the left and missed. Clay shoved him away with the left to the forehead. And now there is the looping overhand right that hurt the challenger just a bit as Cassius motions him to come on in. Now Liston moving slowly with a short left jab to Clay. As Clay moves again to his left, Liston misses a right to the stomach. Cassius continues to backpedal and looking for that unexpected finish, which no one had come here expecting. Liston was landing quite heavily to the arms of Clay and probably figured that that would eventually take its toll and make the champion arm weary, but that's not what happened at all. Liston moving in once again, keeping the guard high, and he misses with a right that Clay blocks very easily. They are playing this videotape back in slow motion, so that's why it's taking so much longer than the actual ring action. Liston missed it with a left hand for the ear, landed a light left to the ear. Then Liston misses another overhand right as Clay continues to backpedal and force the challenger to come to him.
Liston trying to set him up for the right hand. And is tagged with a short right, a looping right, and then a left. Now let's go back to the ring.
Did you think he was getting up?
Oh, I don't. I knew he would fall early, but I wanted it to be about 3 or 4 minutes later.
Why are you standing over?
I'm trying to tell the bum to get up and fight. People
why are you
all
doing
the money.
That? Tell me why.
Didn't I tell you? Hold it. Don't say nothing. Didn't I tell you my poem?
Yes,
Liston said, this time I'm a bigger fool. I'm flat on my back instead of the stool.
Right.
And I'll be darned if it's not right.
Okay. Mohammed, I know it's right.
Okay.
Oh, wait, We're showing it again.
We'll go back to the fight in just a moment. Say, are you the kind of man who goes all out of his way to stay in good shape, does morning push-ups, works out of the gym, keeps those muscles toned up? Well, here's something else to keep you feeling good. Sub-hose socks. Their patented two-way knit helps your legs feel comfortable and look fit like no other socks you've ever tried. You'll also like the popular over-the-calf styling. And Sub-hose comes in a big selection of colors for casual wear or business. Sub-hose is available two ways. Regular Sub-hose for $4.95. New cushion-soled Sub-hose for $5.95. Just the thing for golf or bowling. So keep yourself in shape. Wears Sub-hose socks.
Out in the center of the ring now, and Johnny Addy is out there with them. I've got Harry Levine, Ken Nicholson, and Nick Carraway all out looking for Floyd Patterson. Floyd Patterson is right behind me, and you can probably hear Cassius Clay as he is shouting now to Floyd Patterson. He's asking Floyd to come up in the ring, right, Russ?
He's either calling for Patterson or Shivalo, and I can't say which, but he's saying, you're next. Here comes Floyd Patterson up into the ring now, and somebody just says, as Floyd comes up into the ring, that he'll kill you, Floyd. But Cassius now puts the headlock on his friend Floyd Patterson and says, you're next. You deserve it. He came charging right over here above our mutual microphones and made that scream, you're next. And he also yelled something to George Shivalo, but it was Patterson that he wanted up there. And he's doing that usual tremendous job of his. So now let's go back to the ring and see what maybe Patterson has to say with Steve Ellis.
Now give him that shot. Now put yourself on the spot.
Steve, as you know, I only got warmed up. We could go tonight.
You could go tonight.
As soon as we can get the contract ready, I'm ready for the rabbit.
Will
I want the world to know
will
that we have got the bear, so now we will get the hair.
All right, will it be this year? Will it be this year?
Yes.
All right, Floyd, let's. Floyd, get over here. Floyd, if you will. Floyd Patterson. Well, Floyd, now the bedlam has quieted down, and we're really privileged to be talking with you, two-time world champion. Would you like a shot at this guy's crown?
Yes, I would. Cassius Clay has...
Go ahead, I'm
just
sorry.
Cassius
Clay, what?
A shot, and I'm very thankful.
Thank you. Stephen shouldn't pull him away, but he did, and that's...
All right, Steve, thank you very much. We're going to get Floyd Patterson over here in a moment. We'll have a playback of the end of the fight in the first round in just a minute.